Simple Minds and Glittering Prize for Sean to start the hour on Elvis Costello and the Attractions, and I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. Come on, Lysa, spit it out.
What?
Couldn't go there anywhere even if you wanted to at the moment.
No, you couldn't.
There's no significant risk of catching the coronavirus from euro banknotes, the European Central Bank said yesterday, citing lab tests that showed the germ survived far longer on other surfaces. That's all right, you can pay me that 50 euros.
I don't owe you anything.
But my love... In a blog post, ECB executive board member Fabio Panetta said tests by European labs showed that the survival rate of coronaviruses is 10 to 100 higher on a stainless steel surface like a door handle than on euro banknotes in the first few hours after contamination. Other analysis indicates it's much more difficult for a virus to be transferred from porous surfaces such as cotton banknotes than from smooth surfaces like plastic, he said. Now, euro notes are printed on pure cotton fibre paper, which helps make them resistant to wear and tear. Overall, banknotes do not represent a particularly significant risk of infection compared with other kinds of surface that people come to contact with in their daily life, he said. In China, the central bank announced in February it was using ultraviolet rays to disinfect banknotes in a bid to curb the outbreak. Now, Panetta's blog did not mention whether any tests had been done on the contamination risks when using euro coins. Yeah. Now, more than 340 million people across the continent use the euro currency. I was reading an article yesterday saying that the use of cash is just going to go into a steep decline now because people have just got used to paying with plastic
paying
or buying stuff
cards,
online.
Yeah, but surely when you tap in your code, that must be pretty... I can't imagine that those machines are protective to the virus.
What about tapping the code on the door downstairs?
There's that as well.
Yeah. Wash your hands, wash your hands.
Wash your hands, yeah.
I've really got into the mentality of not touching my face at all if I've been sort of touching other surfaces. I keep some hand sanitizer in the car so I can rub my hands after I've touched the supermarket trolley, etc., etc. The other thing is rubber gloves. I've noticed a lot of people using them. Have you noticed the amount of rubber gloves that have just been chucked in the street?
Chucked away, yeah. Well, and they, as I said, last night the health minister here in Monaco said that it's a bit of a false sense of security wearing gloves because, you know, you really have to be on the case of changing them. And
there's a way to put them on and a way to take them off as well so you don't self-contaminate yourself in the process. But I'd love to catch somebody actually chucking some rubber gloves across down and I see them all the time. It's really, really bad. And bits of old tissue lying around and stuff. Like, oh, dear.
Yeah. Rant over.
No accounting for some people. This is new from the 1975. 21 minutes past 8. Very good morning to all our Welsh listeners this morning. This morning's comedy, well, it's not really comedy, it's a poem with a bit of comedy in it, sent to me by our good friend Professor Saudi, who's keeping me amused daily with a selection of different memes and stuff. Here is the legendary Max Boyce, as originally told to Radio 4.
I wanted to write something that would be memorable and maybe look back one day and say, well, I captured a moment of space and time, you know? And I'd like to dedicate to all the people in the NHS who do such a, you know, magnificent job. When just the tide went out. Last night as I lay sleeping, when dreams came fast to me, I dreamt I saw Jerusalem beside a tideless sea. And one dream I'll remember as the stars began to fall was Banksy painting Alan Wynne on my neighbour's garage wall. And dreams like that sustain me to these darkest times have passed. And chase away the shadows no caring night should cast. But times like this can shine a light, as hardship often can, to see the best in people and the good that is in man. And I remember Swansea with nobody about, when the shops closed like Sunday and just the tide went out. And I remember Mumbles with the harbour in its keep and the little boat at anchor that fished the waters deep. And I heard the seabirds calling as the gulls all wheeled about, but all the town was sleeping now, and just the tide went out. And when these days are over and memories remain, when children painted rainbows and the sun shone through the rain, and the thought of all the nurses who stretched all the pain, and I hope the carers never see a time like this again. And I prayed last week for Boris, who knocked on heaven's door, and I thought of voting Tory, which I'd never done before. And though the sun is shining now, I've no immediate plans, so I'll write a book on staying in and ways to wash your hands. And now, more days of lockdown, 3 weeks of staying in, and I'm running out of vodka, so I started on the gin. And my neighbours are complaining. I've heard them scream and shout with the sound the bins are making when I take the empties out. And when all this is over and our fragile world survives, and I hope that God is caring now for the ones who gave their lives. And I pray we'll find an answer, for my faith is cast in doubt, and God draws back the heavens and all the stars come out. And I'll remember mornings with nobody about, when the shops are closed like Sunday and just the tide went out.
Max Boyce, lovely. Had to shoehorn a Welsh rugby reference in there, of course.
Today's quiz. Question number one. Who had a hit with the song Ain't No Pleasing You from their album Mustn't Grumble?
Status Quo.
No, it was Chaz and Dave.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Question number two. Which English sir has had number ones in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s
Sir
and
Cliff
90s?
Richards.
Correct. And finally, Four Weddings and a Funeral made which song a number one?
Love Is All Around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't sound too excited at the prospect of playing that track.
Well, I prefer the Trogs version, really, but she will have her way. Watched Notting Hill last week.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyser has the top stories across the Riviera.
Five people died from COVID-19 in the Outmarrow team in the VAR on Tuesday, April the 28th. Both departments have recorded in total 391 deaths from the coronavirus since the start of the epidemic. On Tuesday, there were six fewer people hospitalised for COVID-19 in the Outmarrow team. This marks the largest drop since April the 22nd. An additional person was admitted to intensive care, bringing the number of patients in intensive care to 49. In total, 279 people are still hospitalised in the VAR, with 39 still in intensive care. On a national level in France, the coronavirus has caused 367 new deaths in 24 hours, bringing the total to 23,660 since March the 1st. However, there were 221 fewer patients admitted to intensive care on Tuesday, announced the DGS. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has presented his plan to the National Assembly to progressively end the lockdown in France. He unveiled six key areas from May the 11th concerning schools, shops, businesses, masks, isolation tests for patients and gatherings, adding that we will have to live with the virus. He also insisted that the progressive end could only happen on the 11th if there were no negative indicators on the virus suggesting otherwise. Wearing a mask will be imposed in certain situations. The Prime Minister confirmed that there will be enough masks in the country to meet the needs from May the 11th. Companies are required to equip their employees with masks, and pharmacies and supermarkets will be invited to sell disposable or washable ones. As far as testing is concerned, testing for coronavirus will be stepped up and reimbursed at 100%. When a person has tested positive, they are to provide all possible contact cases and self-isolate. This isolation may take place at home or in a hotel. It will be up to the prefect of each region to define the support plans for people in self-isolation. For schools, there will be a gradual reopening of nursery and primary schools from May the 11th on a voluntary basis. Secondly, from May the 18th, but only in departments where the virus circulation is very weak, the opening of secondary education will begin in college, starting with the first and second years, that's 6e and 5e. A decision will be taken at the end of May as to whether lycées can reopen. Classes will start under strict sanitary conditions, no more than 15 students per class. All teachers and supervisors will receive masks. Wearing masks will not be recommended in elementary schools. On the other hand, college students will be provided with masks. Nurseries and creches will reopen in groups of 10 children maximum, with teachers and supervisors required to wear masks. Working from home should be maintained wherever possible, at least in the first 3 weeks. The Prime Minister said that there is no such thing as before and after May the 11th. He also advised companies to stagger schedules to avoid too many people in the workplace at the same time. Partial unemployment will remain in place until June the 1st. Shops may reopen on May the 11th, except cafes and restaurants. Markets will generally be authorised unless the mayors or prefects believe they cannot enforce barrier gestures. He added shops must respect strict specifications in order to enforce the rule of the minimum distance. The wearing of a mask is recommended for staff and customers when physical distance measures cannot be guaranteed. Shop owners may make wearing a mask obligatory for its customers. In transport, transport and travel will remain limited, discouraging travel between departments. This is not the time to leave your department to go away for the weekend, the Prime Minister insisted. Travel certificates will no longer be required from May the 11th. It will again be possible to move freely without documentation, except for trips more than 100 kilometres from home, which will only be possible for family or professional reasons. Beaches will remain closed at least until June the 1st. Large museums, cinemas, theatres cannot reopen. The parks and gardens, so essential to the balance of life in the city, can only open in the regions where the virus does not circulate actively. Libraries and small museums will be able to open their doors as of May the 11th. On the sports side, the 2019-2020 season of professional sport, especially football, will not be able to resume. There'll be no religious ceremonies until June the 2nd. As for rallies and gatherings, they'll be limited to 10 people from May the 11th. Finally, the Prime Minister concluded, a decision on bars, cafes and restaurants will be made in late May to decide if they can reopen after June the 2nd. In reaction to the Prime Minister's end of lockdown measures, other political parties were divided over the measures, insisting that there were too many questions still unanswered, such as the 100-kilometre limit, asking how is it measured? Is it, for example, a distance taken as the crow flies or by train? And if the travel is essential for work or family, what documentation is needed? Both Jean-Luc Mélenchon, leader of the far left, and Marine Le Pen, leader of the far right, confirmed they were opposed to the reopening of schools. In an interview on Tuesday evening, Le Pen highlighted that recently in the UK there had been cases of young children being affected by the coronavirus. On May the 7th, a map will be published by the French government defining each region and the rate of which the virus is spreading and number of cases, ranging from green to red. This will then predict the measures which will be implemented for each region. Meanwhile, in Monaco, the Minister of State, Serge Tel, has announced that from the 4th of May, there will be three phases for a progressive end to the lockdown. For the first phase, from the 4th, we'll see people able to circulate freely in the principality and return to work. Shops will be able to reopen, respecting strict health measures. Hairdressers and beauty salons will be open on appointment. Private yachts will be able to circulate from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m, respecting limits in place by the Maritime Police. And building sites will reopen again under strict health measures. The second phase, from the 11th of May, will see educational establishments reopen progressively for primary, secondary education as well as higher education. Nursery schools, however, will not be reopening. Depending on the success of the two phases and the continual control over the virus, the third and final phase could see from the 1st of June non-essential establishments reopen, such as bars, restaurants, cafes, beaches, cinemas and swimming pools, as well as gyms. From May the 4th, masks will be obligatory on public transport and strongly advised when out and about. Gel sanitizer will be made available. However, wearing gloves is not advised by the health authorities in the principality, as they are thought to give a false sense of security. Testing will continue in the form of nasal swabs and eventually blood tests, as and when they are confirmed to be 100% reliable. Serge Tel confirmed that a peak in COVID-19 had not been seen in Monaco, and that thanks to health personnel and the goodwill of people respecting the measures in place, the situation was under control. The phases will be carried out in a stop-and-go way in order to control the situation at the end of each phase. Serge Tel concluded that we must learn to live with the virus, remain vigilant, respect barrier gestures and social distancing measures. In other news, it's been announced that Air China, United Airlines and Delta Airlines will not be operating from Nice Côte d'Azur Airport, at least until September. While the COVID-19 pandemic remains global, the prospect of a return to normal air traffic remains more than uncertain. With the exception of a few national flights, Paris and Corsica, and links with England, all international traffic at Nice Côte d'Azur Airport has come to a complete standstill. France's oldest doctor continues to work through the lockdown in France. 98-year-old Dr. Christian Chenet has continued to carry out his work despite the danger of COVID-19 for someone of his age. Dr. Chenet kept his surgery open in the south of Paris, which he had opened in 1951, but was forced to close after protective equipment was stolen. He is now still making weekly trips to a retirement home to provide support and says his decision to keep working is partly down to France's shortage of local family doctors. He concludes that there have been no deaths at the home and states that's the way it's going to stay. Finally, we may still be in lockdown and many events in the outside world have been cancelled, but that hasn't stopped charities and individuals organising fundraising events. Mimosa Matters, one of the local charities involved in supporting those affected by cancer, have just launched the Mimosa Family Challenge. Mimosa are asking families to run at home for the week from the 3rd to the 9th of May, with the aim of running the same distance in total as running around mainland France and Monaco, which is 6,398 kilometres. If you'd like to take part and help Mimosa Matters, you can check out their website, www.mimosamatters.org, or go to rivieraradio.mc.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Can't wait for Castorama to open.
Why? You've been doing so much DIY. Have a break.
I've run out of sandpaper and filler. Football, FIFA's chief doctor has warned that starting competitions again is not a good idea and has advised governing bodies to start preparing for action next season instead. Michel de Hugues said that as a doctor he would be sceptical about continuing domestic leagues amid the coronavirus pandemic. The English Premier League is to meet on Friday to discuss the possibility of resuming games in June and there are similar moves afoot in Italy. The French government, meanwhile, has ruled there will be no more action in the top two flights of football this season. Dr. de Hugues said that his advice would be not to play any competitive football in the coming weeks. You can play non-competitive football, though.
Well, why not? What would that involve?
Well, just to kick about, you know. Formula One, the sport has almost doubled the shutdown period for teams as the coronavirus pandemic continues to seriously affect the 2020 championship. Teams started different shutdowns in March, and the new rules mean they will all be closed until the end of May. The decision comes just 24 hours after Formula One said it hoped to start the season in Austria in July. And in rugby union, ideas for resuming the sports are being discussed, including the possibility of uncontested scrums and more passing in the backs. Rugby is facing possibly the biggest challenge in its history, with the club suffering financially as a result of the coronavirus pandemic and no clear signs as to when competitive matches can start again. Some players are suggesting that speed rugby with minimal physical contact would be the way forward, especially given the matches are most likely to resume on hard surfaces during the summer months.
The marine weather forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle of Maritime in the VAR. The general situation is a depression 1,007 millibars over the Ligurian Sea. Winds are west-southwesterly, force 6 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,009 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, hazy, force 4 to 6, southwesterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, there are gale warnings in force. Winds west-southwesterly, force 6 to gale, force 8. The sea is rough, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Course, 1,008 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 6 to gale, force 8, westerly winds, rough seas and good visibility.
The marine weather forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Clear skies today with a moderate to strong westerly winds across the VAR. Top temperature 21 degrees. Overnight lows of 14 degrees on the coast, 12 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, hazy sunshine tomorrow, maybe a few showers in the afternoon. Fine on Friday with highs of 19 to 22 degrees. And finally...
You might be doing DIY, but do you do a bit of cleaning?
I clean up after I do the DIY, yeah.
Okay, but in general, housework, no.
I'll do a bit of washing up.
Bit of washing up, okay. Well,
occasionally the vacuum cleaner enters my hands.
What time would you say you do that?
What time? With no specific time. When well, I'm tired to do it. Actually...
Oh, I've got him started, go on.
I cleaned and washed the stairs on Saturday.
The stairs. Very good. What, with a mop and everything?
The broom first, swept them down and then mopped upwards.
Very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my idea, but...
was as satisfying as it can be to clean our homes from top to bottom. You'll rarely find us doing those chores in our downtime. But when you're a parent, cleaning is just another daily task to add to the list, along with running after your kids and cooking meals.
You're good at cleaning, aren't you?
Very. A new study has found that parents don't get a chance to relax until 8:39 p.m. each night. That said, it's hardly surprising that a new study has found that busy parents juggling work, childcare and cleaning don't get to fully relax until late into the evening. On average, mums and dads don't get the chance to unwind until 8:39. Cleaning the kitchen, making sure children are in bed on time and putting a wash on are almost among the jobs which need to be completed before you finally get to relax.
Well, like, children have to be encouraged to help, though, don't they, by doing the washing up and
yeah,
the rest
of it.
But
not at that time of night.
What time do your children go to bed? They're teenagers.
They stay up later than I don't know. I'm supposed to go to bed when I've told them to, but
there's,
I don't
comes
think
a time,
do.
You know, where, I don't know, when 11, 12, 13, where you say, go to bed, so I'm not tired yet.
When if
but
you
go to bed anyway.
If you are listening and you want to know as a child when not to stress your parents out, apparently parents' stress levels are found to peak in the middle of a busy day at 11:54 in the morning.
Right.
So
watch out, kids.
Keep stum at that time.